From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
We as Republicans, as Democrats, as independents, as liberals and conservatives,
get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
If it was bad before today, I cannot believe how much worse it has gotten.
If we don't band together and protest, our democracy will be gone.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
And I'm freaked the frickin' frack out.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth, here is Maggie Dawn.
What is going on, everybody? Happy Tuesday. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you don't like to just listen, if you want to watch, you can always find Civic Media on our YouTube station. And, of course, at Maggie Dawn Show on Insta, the thing we used to call Twitter, and the Book of Faces. Check us out because you can see me and all of my fabulous guests today by watching us there. Of course, you're always welcome to listen on 540 AM WAUK in southeastern Wisconsin or any of Civic Media's amazing talk radio network affiliated stations. We got a packed show for you today. We're going to try to work in the breaking news. A bit of breaking news just before, as I was driving into the studio today, my friends, and I'm so glad I've got Gray Gunderson from Park Falls joining us to engage this discussion. It's not just your neck of the woods, Gray. It's my neck of the woods. It's everybody's neck. Maybe less woods, more neck. We continue to track the federal court's response to Donald Trump caring not a whit about Americans' due process rights. Due process isn't a thing that applies to some and not others. You either respect it for all or you respect it for none. And Donald Trump is demonstrating literally every day that he does not care about Americans and their due process rights. Gray, you've been talking about this quite a bit. I spent a long time yesterday going deep into the procedural detail of many of the cases that have been ongoing since the earliest invocation of the Alien Enemies Act to deport people, but that has really expanded in both number and potential impact and complexity since the Supreme Court in a 9-0 ruling on April 7th said, yep, people get due process. If you are standing on American jurisdictional land, you get due process. It doesn't matter who you are. That is central to our democracy. You got to give it to them. And since that time, Donald Trump and his administration have basically done everything in their power not to facilitate anybody exercising their due process rights or facilitating the return of Mr. Kilmer Abrego Garcia, whose due process rights were abused, not facilitating the due process rights of the people they already shipped into a legal no man's land for gosh knows how long, rotting away in an El Salvadorian concentration camp, done everything in their power to not follow the Constitution. Supreme Court had to intervene 1 a.m. on Saturday. We've been talking about it. I'm going to get into some of the detail on Justice Alito's dissent in that emergency order granted on Saturday. And just as I was coming in, then I'm going to throw it to you, Gray, for your take on this, some of your thoughts, what you're hearing in your neck of the woods. But just wanted to share the breaking news. A federal judge in Colorado, a district court judge in Colorado, blocking removals under the Alien Enemies Act. This is U.S. District Court Judge Charlotte Sweeney issuing a temporary restraining order that prohibits the administration from using the law to deport non-citizens currently within the state of Colorado, further requiring that those non-citizens do get their due process rights. I believe it was that judge who said the administration has to give them at least 21 days. So what you've seen is this very sort of generalized ruling from the Supreme Court on April 7th, and then district court rulings with greater and greater specificity directing or seeming to direct the Trump administration about how they actually have to observe due process rights, because The Trump administration's last trick was, well, I'll get him out of any federal district court jurisdiction where one of these orders exists. I'll give them a notice that they're about to be deported in English, which they can't read, with no information about how to vindicate those due process rights, and then I'll disappear them. And that will maybe sort of comply with the Constitution. Judges and the Supreme Court saying that's not good enough. Yet another judge today being even more specific. You got to give them 21 days so that they can fully vindicate their due process rights. And by the way, everybody, these aren't full beyond a reasonable doubt trials. That's not the evidentiary standards that apply. This isn't some 2-week proceeding. It would not take that much to satisfy due process rights for these individuals in relative scope. So with that status check, Gray, I know you've been thinking and talking a lot about this. I wanted to give you a chance to weigh in, my friend.
Certainly. And I appreciate that opportunity. Thanks for having me back here 2 days in a row. I think I'm going to get a little bit spoiled here, Maggie. But
love having
one thing that, I love being here. But it may be lost on some of our viewers and listeners that I am in the red county. If you had to pick one red county, I'm there. I'm in the middle of it, and
I don't get along with everybody. You mean in the state of Wisconsin?
Like, yes,
you're in deep red territory. Got it.
The quintessential red zone. That said, it's not as it's really difficult to explain my perspective on other people's perspective, of course, because I'm not them. But I think what my perspective is that I'm watching Donald Trump weaponize public opinion in a way that has been there for the taking, but he's just the first one to kind of step into this mantle. And what I mean by that is, credit to that caller we were talking to yesterday. I believe his name was Tom from Whitewater, because he was talking about how the Democrats have to step up and answer Donald Trump, because regardless of whether or not what he's doing is right, what he's doing has massive public support. And I wanted to, we ran out of time yesterday, but I wanted to credit him, because while I don't like that is true, it is 100% true. Donald Trump seems to be leveraging a wave of momentum through public opinion, which he is shaping using that putty knife I described yesterday, the false dichotomy. He's shaping public opinion so that he can drum up enough support that even if what he's doing is not quite correct, there's overwhelming public support, or at least enough that he can point to it and call it overwhelming when it's reported on his pet news cycle. And that's sort of the cycle. He says it, it gets reported. He can talk about how it's being reported and therefore has public support, which creates public support because he's created that attention. And by doing that, he can manufacture support for whatever thing he feels like manufacturing support for. He's just got to talk about it.
Can I just jump in here? One of the things that is true at a certain level, so I don't disagree with the point at all, but what I do think happens all of the time, and again, this is the Donald Trump creates public support by lying to people, right? Like, the factual predicates for the false choice are themselves lies, as is the false choice. What Gray and I are talking about here, of course, is the false choice between you can either be safe or have due process rights. You can't have both. And if you care about due process rights for someone who's here illegally, you don't care about American safety. That's a lie. I think that's a lie. I deeply care about American safety. And I know that American safety isn't just about one man or the border situation today. American safety fundamentally in this constitutional republic requires the respect of due process, right? Like, these are not separable values or ideals, yet the lies about Mr. Garcia, the lies about many of these people, that's the I'm going to scare you with this information. Those lies then begat the higher order lie that you can only have safety or due process, but not both. The higher order lie, of course, that there's not enough due process to go around. That if we give due process to someone else that really deserves it, won't get it. The false scarcity lie. And last but not least, the lie that the world is zero sum, and that by respecting the due process rights of even someone who is here illegally, even someone who may have committed a crime, that all of a sudden that means, again, that you lose. It just, all of this are just layers and layers of lies to really create division and separation for people between some of the values that I think most Americans would have said 2 years ago they hold sacrosanct.
Oh, yeah. And that the justifying the hypocrisy is part of the model. Like, here's the three things I want to get done. And by the way, these are the three things I used to say Biden was evil for doing. And therefore, the fourth thing of these four things is the reason it's okay that I do it. And that's what I've really had to watch as the man on the ground here in the small town, is watching people who would have absolutely driven 1,000+ miles to go protest Joe Biden doing all the things that we're cheering Trump for doing now. It's like, how are you justifying that hypocrisy? Oh, well, if I step back and I watch it happen, I'm watching Donald Trump, and like, sure, in a vacuum, yeah, how is it my problem that there's all these illegal immigrants here? They don't deserve due process. Well, wait a second. Those two statements are a massive leap. How is it my problem? Okay, I get it. Sure, maybe the last president gave you more of a mess than you deserve to clean up. But that doesn't matter. That is no justification for eliminating due process. He's just trying to get people to agree with him, though, that because it wasn't him that did it in the first place, that he's okay with just throwing it all out. And I'm afraid to say.
Again, I also think there's so many falsehoods embedded there. For the record, and this is a verifiable fact, by this point in time in Joe Biden's presidency, he had deported more people than Donald Trump has, and he did it without violating their due process rights. Obama deported more people on a monthly basis than Donald Trump did during his first term. He had deported more people by this point in Obama's first and second terms than President Trump did, and they did that without violating people's due process rights. The immigration problem and the breakdown of our system, the lack of sufficient resources and personnel and immigration judges, that stuff has existed for 40 years. So even the factual predicates, they're like, this is a Joe Biden, that's a lie too. It wasn't a Joe Biden created problem, whether or not you think he made it worse, better, did not do enough, did just the right amount. It's not singularly attributable. Right. So all of it's a bunch of lies. By the way, I want to remind everybody, I have a handy rubric for analyzing political lies, Gray. Would you be surprised that I have a handy rubric for that? I will.
You maybe not.
Yeah, right. Get your pens and papers out. Not if you're driving, though. I'll give you that rubric. We'll dive into Alito's stupid, wrong, and nakedly partisan dissent in the Supreme Court's emergency orders. I'm going to continue the discussion with each and every one of you and my colleague, Gray Gunderson, right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. You want to get your 2 cents, nickel, dime, or quarter in? That's 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Back with more in just a moment.